The Search. Starring Robert Young, Doreen Tuttle, Lyle Talbot, Virginia Gregg, in The Search. And here is your host in Hollywood, Robert Young.
Each one of us in the course of life searches for many things for the days ahead. Love, or peace, or success. But there are some who look for their future in their past.
Madge and Jerry Hollis, transplanted from the city to a life in the suburbs, had left behind everything they thought worthwhile. As the commuter train pulls in at the little station in Bellwood.
Jerry! Jerry! Over here!
Oh, hi, dear. Are you not parked in your regular place tonight?
No, some old biddy got ahead of me.
Oh. Well, what's new?
Are you kidding? What could be new in this outpost of civilization?
Oh, look, Madge, it's not as bad as that. We're only 30 miles from the city.
We might as well be 100. You want to know what's new? I cleaned the house twice, went to market for food, bathed and dressed, and read a magazine from cover to cover. Now, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I suppose you heard some brilliant conversation on the train coming out.
Yeah. Why Julie isn't going to art school, how to raise bigger zinnias. What's being done about the Little League ballpark?
Sounds fascinating. How the people are
oh,
here...
Oh, look out, Madge. You'll hit that car.
Oh. Bunch of hicks. Why don't they learn to drive? They wouldn't last one block in the city.
Yeah, I know, dear. But let's reserve the rest of our venom until we get home.
Huh? All right. And believe me, I've got a few things to get off my mind.
Okay, we're miserable, and it's our own fault. We felt we needed a house so we could make a real home. We couldn't afford anything near the city, and we found what we could afford here.
So, like a couple of babes in the woods, we bought this house. Does it feel like a home to you?
I don't know. Something I can't put my finger on. It's a pretty little house, a nice town, pleasant neighborhood.
That doesn't make a home, Jerry. You know that.
All right, then, what does?
Well, the things you know and understand. People you like. Friends. Lots of friends. Jerry, we've lived in Bellwood 8 months. Now, how many friends do we have here?
None. Zero.
There, you see? I can't stand it any longer, Jerry. I'll go mad.
All right, darling. I know it's a lot worse for you than it is for me. I'm in the city all day. Now, don't worry. We'll do something.
But what?
Well, we'll sell the house and move back to the city. We'd have to rent an apartment.
I don't care. At least we'd have a home again. Oh, will you do it, dear?
Sure I will. We can't go on living in the wilderness forever, can we? I'll put up a sign this weekend.
And home again, floating around in a sea of strangers, suburbanites. Sis, but it won't be long. We'll sell the house. Oh! Ah!
Are you all right, Mrs. Hollis?
I hit your car. It was my fault. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Nothing serious. We're both all right. That's all that matters. I'm afraid you won't be able to drive your car, though. I'll see you get home and the car is taken care of, Mrs. Hollis.
You know who I am?
Oh, sure. I know everybody in town. Now, don't you worry. Everything will be all right. I'll drive you home.
Oh, yes. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Hollis. I'm Sally Farmer.
Sally? Oh, it was your husband's car that I hit.
That's right. He told me about it. I realized that you wouldn't have any way to meet your husband at the train tonight.
Well, I've tried to call him, but he wasn't in the office.
Well, don't you worry. I have my car outside, and I'll drive you down to the station to meet the train.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Farmer?
We all try to help each other around here as much as we can. Get your wrap, dear. We don't want to be late for the train.
Don't you see, Jerry? Nobody does anything like that unless they have a reason. Especially in a little hick town like this.
Oh, I think you're being too suspicious, Madge. She probably meant it. At least I got a ride home.
They're just trying to get an idea of how much they can sue us for, that's all. I can see through that.
All right, suppose they are. We're insured and nobody was hurt.
She was being too nice, Jerry. People don't do that to complete strangers. And he was smart enough to know who I was.
Oh, Madge, darling, calm down. You won't have to put up with this much longer. Tomorrow morning, I'm going down to the lumber company to get some wood to make a for sale sign.
The lumber company. Bert Farmer owns it.
So? I don't think he cares who he sells wood to, as long as he's paid for it. Now, just take it easy. We'll be back in the city before you can say Bellwood.
Oh, please stop saying that awful word.
Mr. Hollis, 3/4-inch plywood, 3x4 feet.
Yes, that's right. Now, how
about... Making some improvements on your place?
Well, no, this is for a sign.
A sign?
Yeah, that's right, a for sale sign. We're getting rid of our house.
Really? Say, that's a nice little place you got there, Hollis. Why do you want to sell it?
Well, we're moving back to the city.
No. Say, I can't understand why you'd want to do that. This is really living out here. Of course, I guess you got to get used to it.
Yes, I guess you have. You see, we belong in this city, really. All our friends are there, all the things that are important to us.
Yes, I see. Well, good luck, Mr. Hollis.
Yes, thanks.
I've already planned our dinner, Mrs. Farmer. No, I haven't. Well, yes, I know it'll keep. Yes. Well, thank you very much.
Madge?
7 o'clock? Yes, thank you. We'll be there.
Who are you talking to on the phone?
Jerry, I've done a terrible thing.
What do you mean?
That was Mrs. Farmer. She's invited us to dinner tonight, and I said we'd come.
You did? Why?
I don't know. She was so insistent, I guess. She wouldn't let me say no.
Hmm. Well, can't do any harm.
Well, it's probably a trick. Something about the accident.
Oh, now, darling, stop being so suspicious. We'll meet that situation when it comes along.
I wonder what they really want. It was a lovely dinner, Mrs. Farmer.
Thank you.
Isn't it nice to be able to eat outdoors?
Yes, isn't it? But would you mind calling me Sally?
Oh, all right. Sally.
By the way, come in my den with me a minute, will you, Jerry?
Sure, sure.
I got something I want to show you. Excuse us, ladies?
Oh, sure, go ahead. Bert tells me you're selling your house, Max.
That's right.
You're not happy in Bellwood, are you?
Oh, no. We've decided to go home, to the city.
Mm-hmm. Madge, I'd like to ask you a personal question, may I?
Yes, of course.
Do you and Jerry go to church?
Well, we've been once since we've lived here, but we didn't feel much at home.
Did you give anyone a chance to make you feel at home?
Well, come to think of it, we weren't very cordial.
I think maybe if you had been, you wouldn't be finding all these problems now.
Oh, you mean meeting people?
Oh, much more than that, Madge. Bert and I were city people, like you and Jerry.
You were?
Yes. We were transplanted, like you've been. Didn't know a soul when we came here.
And you went to church? You got acquainted?
Oh, yes, but that isn't exactly what I mean. It's what our church had done for us before we came that helped us. We'd learned about adjusting to circumstances.
Oh. I guess it's too late for Jerry and me to learn about that.
Oh, no, it's never too late.
But I don't know what to say, Bert. You see, we made our decision.
Well, don't say anything now, Jerry. Just think about it and let me know.
What's all this about a decision?
I just made Jerry a proposition. You see, I'm losing my head accountant at the mill. Jerry's a top man in that line, and I figured it would solve some problems for both of us if he'd take the job.
Well, I think that would be wonderful. I didn't know a thing about this, Madge. It's news to me. Why, it would save Jerry that trip to the city and back every day.
What are you going to do, Jerry?
Well, I thought we'd talk it over, see how you felt about it.
Well, I don't think we need to talk about it. If you'd like to do it.
Well, yes, I'd like to, but you don't?
No. I've got a little different viewpoint after talking to Sally. We could try it, couldn't we?
Why, sure we could.
Good, good. Welcome to Bellwood.
Madge? Madge, here I am over here.
Oh, thanks for meeting me, darling.
Say, this is a switch, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, you used to always meet me at the train.
Oh, yes. And no more of that for me, either. Oh, am I glad to get home. I'll do my shopping right here in Bellwood from now on.
Well, I guess that about answers the question I was going to ask you, Madge.
Question? What question?
Well, you know what day this is?
Oh, sure, it's Friday. And I've got to get home and make dinner fast. It's family night at the church.
I know, but that isn't exactly what I mean. It's the 17th.
Yes. So?
Well, the day of decision, don't you remember? We agreed to try out Bellwood for a month after I went to work for Bert. Well, time's up today.
Oh, Jerry, you don't mean there's still a question?
Not for me, but how about you?
Oh, no. I'm completely satisfied, darling.
I knew you'd say that. Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you belong, isn't it?
Yes. It's even more amazing what happens when you let yourself belong.
Welcome home, honey. Not all of us have to be wrecked and towed in before we learn that friendship is a two-way street. If you're a stranger, the place to make new friends is a church. The door of my church is always open. The door of any church is always open to those who want to come in. I'd like to thank Lorene Tuttle, Lyle Talbot, and Virginia Gregg for sharing their talents with their church, and thanks to each one of you for being with us. Till we meet again, may the Lord bless us and keep us.
The Search has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.